You're listening to SBS News.
In his tiny studio in a Miami high-rise, Alex Otteola is playing with his pet monkey.
Oi, hey baby.
The YouTube star isn't a typical Republican, but he could be Donald Trump's ticket to success in Florida.
Yes, I think I have some influence on voting with Cuban Americans. I hope it happens. When you become popular, you have a big responsibility to do things properly. That's something I understand and I value that.
Otteola left Cuba for the United States in 2003. Originally a Democrat, he became disillusioned with the party after the last election and is now a Trump evangelist.
I think he does very well. He's done what he said he would. He's the only person from the United States that has made sure the communist dictatorship of Cuba can't make money.
He broadcasts 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, to an audience of more than 100,000 people. His show is a mix of conservative political commentary, comedy, and on the day we visited, an interview with the president himself. The Trump campaign acknowledging his influence on young Cuban-American voters and particularly new arrivals. A recent poll found three-quarters of those who arrived in the US between 2010 and 2015 now identify as Republican. For Democrats like Mike Ortiz, that's frustrating.
They honestly and truly believe that establishment Democrats want to turn the country into an autocratic communist dictatorship where every industry is nationalized. They believe this, you know, they really believe that. How do you speak to that?
The 31-year-old is an entrepreneur selling high-end teas. Born in the US, he's voting for Joe Biden, as will most of his friends. But he understands why many of those who fled Cuba, like his father, won't ever vote for a Democrat.
If you say to most of the Cuban community, if you talk about, I think people need health care, it's like, oh, like it's like if somebody's actually like about to hit them. You know what I mean? If you say the word revolution, they'll like kick you out of their house.
And that explains Trump's strategy in Miami.
The most progressive presidents in American history.
Progresista de izquierda revolucionaria.
A near endless barrage of Spanish-language commercials comparing Biden to Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro. And it's working. Fernando Morales loves a cigar. He's smoking one outside his store in Little Havana. He also loves the president. The 51-year-old fled Cuba with his family 30 years ago. Like many of his generation, life under the Castro regime shaped his political outlook.
The other side is very socialist, and we're very anti-socialist. That's the reason why we're here. We all love the island, but we're forced to leave because of the socialism structure. You cannot do whatever you're doing here. You're not free to do whatever you can be doing in anywhere in the world.
Do you think Joe Biden is a socialist?
He is. I don't think he's a socialist. I think he's a chameleon.
So what does that mean?
So if it's convenient for him to do this way or pack the court, he will do it. If it is convenient for him to raise taxes, he will raise it.
Cuban-American Democrats acknowledge there are some in their community they'll never be able to persuade. Maria Elena Lopez is one of the key organizers in the Democratic Party's Miami operation.
The generation that came in the early 60s, that they were the ones that suffered the most. They lost everything, they lost families. So they're the ones that will never vote. I would not say never, but in most of them, they would not vote Democrat because for them, Kennedy handed over Cuba to Castro and to Russia. And so the pain is still there.
Their hope is that younger voters will focus on policies broadly supported by Latinos, like Obamacare and immigration reform, rather than the politics of the past. Mike Ortiz thinks that could work, believing his generation is less likely to believe Republican advertising.
If that's the guy that's going to turn us into Venezuela, then all bets are off, dude. Like, you know, it's like, come on, this is Joe Biden.
Biden will almost certainly win the Latino vote overall in Florida, but every Cuban-American vote for Trump will help reduce the margin. And in a state he won by just 1.2% in 2016, votes from Little Havana could make all the difference. In Miami, Florida, Ben Lewis, SBS News.